Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The latest tips and equipment to improve your game. The latest from the leaderboards and your favorite courses. This is Golf in the Northwest, an action-packed hour about everything golf. Now, here's your host for Golf in the Northwest, Jason Swigard.
And a fine good morning to you all. The weather finally relenting. Little bit of cool, maybe a little raindrop here over the next couple of days, but by next week, it should be full on time to get out there and get going. Will Ortner sitting in this morning. How you doing, big man?
Doing all right. How you doing, Swag?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Hops are just about done with a two-week homestand. It'll be time. I got to go see Marcus out at Forest Hills, start sharpening up the game. And then start getting out there and ripping it.
Oh, I'm gonna play for the first time in about a month or so tomorrow.
Okay.
It can only go bad. It can only go bad.
No. Don't think about it like that. You just gotta go out there. You gotta see where things are at.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trick is just get to the driving range when you're done. Short game.
See, here's my issue though. I'm in Ellensburg, so I'm basically just playing in a farm field anyways.
Okay.
There's no real driving range unless, I'm using the street. That is my driving range. That's my practice.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's got to be a practice putting green there, isn't there?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Chipping, putting, that's going to be
the key.
That's going to keep you from shooting 100.
I just need one shot. That's all I really want. I want one really cool shot. If it's a long putt, a long drive, a nice chip, maybe a long iron onto the green, and it'll be a successful day.
There you go.
But I want one.
All right. I'm looking for more than one. A lot of people looking for more than one. We have a very, very busy show. Bob Herrig, who's longtime golf writer, now with Sports Illustrated, going to join us in about 15 minutes or so. He is in Charlotte this week covering the Wells Fargo Championship, one of the elevated events. He's been there all week long, more so about earlier in the week. PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan was there speaking to the golf writers, kind of an update on where things stand, what's going on with LIV. Is Rory really going to lose $3 million because he didn't show up for a second elevated event? How these elevated or designated events are working for fans, for sponsors, for the tour, for the players, how do they look going forward, as well as what's going on there at the tour right now. Maybe a little bit about the Ryder Cup as well, some news coming out. It's official. There are some longtime stalwarts for the European side that are not going to be available unless the tours that sponsor the Ryder Cup change their rules. So a lot to get into with Bob. He's been a good friend to us here at the station over the years, so really appreciate him making some time for us this morning. Then in the business of golf at 8:45, it is that season, school year's wrapping up. parents are starting to look for things to have for their kids to be involved in the summer to keep them active. The PGA Junior Leagues are one of those things. And even though the weather hasn't really cooperated much to get you in that mindset, it is coming. Patrick Orapallo is the player engagement consultant for the West region of the PGA of America. He covers the Pacific Northwest and Southwest sections, working out of Medford, but he's the one that's kind of taken over getting the PGA Junior Leagues up, helping the head pros and the professionals at the clubs around the regions know what to do so they can start a league. So we will talk to him. Going to join us at 8:45 about how to go about getting your kids involved in it. If your club or your course that you play at doesn't have a league or a team, you know, how you can maybe start that process, who to talk to, how to get that going, how quickly you can get one up and running, because it's a lot of fun. It's an actual team setting. They have jerseys and numbers just like you're playing soccer, baseball, or basketball, whatever you want. So it's more of a team sort of thing, encouraging, different from the Junior Golf Association tournaments that you see that are a little more competitive and for young kids that are, you know, hoping to move on at a high level early on in their career. So that's what's going on. Thanks again to everybody for signing up. The 9th Annual Fan Golf Classic is officially sold out. Audie Wilsonville presenting the 9th Annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Tuesday, June 27th. We have the date circled. We are all excited to be out there. The morning and afternoon rounds are sold out. Breakfast, lunch, dinner served by Victorico's Mexican Food as well as Matt's Barbecue. There'll be beverages aplenty on the course as usual. All the shows will be out there live. I don't know if I'm going to be on the driving range yet. We're still trying to figure out. There's more logistics involved in that.
I think we got to see you out there.
Well, we need to make sure I am safe.
Well, can't we just, what if we got one of those big, like, hamster balls? Can we put you in a big hamster ball?
Well, we got also have to, technology-wise, make sure I can be set up out there to do the updates live. That's part of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite an involved thing. And so I had the secure desk and stuff, and during COVID, it disappeared. So we're trying to, one, see if we can locate one, two, see if the engineers can, you know,
equip it.
So I, more importantly, the equipment is safe. They're less worried about me, more worried about the radio equipment, because that's more expensive to replace than me, quite frankly.
I'm worried about you, Sweat. Don't worry.
I've only been hit once in 5 years.
Oh, so then.
And I was leaning back. I was out of position.
Oh, so as long as you're in position, like,
so, yeah.
Do we even need armor for you?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
No,
fair enough.
We had plexiglass that was built up the sides.
Oh, we could do that. I bet that wouldn't be
so
hard.
We'll see. We will see if we'll be able to get that going and if I will be out there. I will be out there at some point no matter what for that. But if I'm out there doing updates on the closest to the swag, that is yet to be determined. For all the info, go to 1080thefan.com. Cannot wait to see everybody out there on Tuesday, June 27th. Thank you guys so much for participating once again. It is that season. Lots of the charity tournaments are starting. I'm getting hit left and right. I'm like, okay. And I never know if I'm expected to pony up for my portion. Are you having me out to help raise the word? What is it you're looking for? It's always awkward to ask. But yeah, I think I'm shelling out some dough here.
I was gonna say, I feel like you just have to assume like you're shelling out.
Yeah.
I kind of think like I'm going up tonight for the spring game. I'm going to get asked to donate. I'm going into it assuming I'm down $25.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's about what I can afford.
I might be dipping a little deeper into the coffers for some things.
Well, you make more than I do.
Not much, quite frankly.
I know.
I don't mean to disappoint you in your future here at the Fan, but not much.
Hey, right now McDonald's workers are making more than me, so I get it.
No kidding.
I get it.
All righty. So we got a lot on the docket. We will update you. Both the men and women's NCAA regional fields have been announced. The women start playing next week. Both Oregon and Oregon State will have an opportunity to send their teams to the NCAA tournament, so we'll update you on that as well. But as always, we get started by going inside the ropes.
It's time for an insider's look at the leaderboards, the latest on all tours, plus local golf events and golf news. This is Inside the Ropes, part of Golf in the Northwest.
All right, four tours we are following this week. Korn Ferry Tour is off. The DP World Tour, the DS Automobiles Italian Open, wouldn't really care about this other than the fact that the golf course they are playing is hosting the Ryder Cup in October. So if you want to get a look, first time it's being staged in Italy, Marco Simone Golf Course in Rome, you can get a look at it there. Not the deepest field. Most of the top players that are not LIV golfers are over here playing the designated events. They are getting ready for the PGA Championship in a couple of weeks out at Oak Hill. So, but Romain Langasquet from France having a day. 9 under today. He's up there at 11. He's tied with Julien Gourrier. Adrian Meronk is a name you should probably keep an eye on from Poland. He is at 10 under, one shot back, and a likely Ryder Cup member because several of the stalwarts from the European teams over the years officially forfeited, withdrew from the DP World Tour, meaning they are not eligible for selection. And we'll get into that with Bob Herrig here in a little bit. Champions Tour, one of their regular stops, the Mitsubishi Electric Classic, TPC Sugarloaf in Duluth, Georgia. Stephen Ames, David Toms, your leader at 7 under par. Lee Jansen, Rod Pampling, Y.E. Yang there at 6 under. But everybody keeping their eye on the ageless Bernhard Langer, who starts tied for 7th, 5 under, a bogey-free 67 in the first round. With a victory, he would set the all-time record for wins on the Champions Tour with 46. So everybody keeping an eye there. Team play this week on the LPGA Tour. It is the Hanwha Life Plus International Crown. They're playing TPC Harding Park, which just a few years ago saw Colin Morikawa win his first major. But this is fun. So you've got four-person teams. They play a two-person team best ball. And the USA is the number one overall seed. Pool play here. Matches began on Thursday. So it's more pool play today to eliminate two teams from each pool. And then there will be semifinal matches Sunday morning and a finals match Sunday afternoon. Sweden is a perfect 4-0. They've got some veterans there. Thailand is the team to watch, though. They are perfect 4-0. They were the sixth seed coming in. And maybe you have the Jatanagarn sisters. Anytime you have sisters and they are veterans, they know what they're doing. But the team of Patty Tavatanakit and Ataya Titikun, young, they hit it far. They're both pretty intense, and you can see why they are undefeated. The American teams, you have Lilia Vu, who won her first major, who's on fire this year. She's paired with Nelly Korda. They are having a good time. And then Lexi Thompson and Danielle King. Lexi Thompson using this event to try to get herself back in form and really had it going there on Friday. And they had a nice victory in those pool results Friday. They were 3-2. They defeated the team of Jody Ewert-Shadoff and Bronte Law. And a 2-1 victory for Lilia Vu and Nelly Korda as well. So Sweden is 4-0. They will have matches starting today around 11:30. And then Golf Channel will have coverage later this afternoon of that. But a lot of fun in that event. Always fun to see match play, team play. That leaves the PGA Tour. It's an elevated event this week. Quail Hollow back hosting the Wells Fargo Championship. You've got a three-way tie atop the lead at 8 under par. Tyrrell Hatton, Nate Lashley, and former Oregon Duck Wyndham Clark. But you've got Xander Schauffele, Justin Thomas, Adam Scott, all in the mix at 7 under par, along with Sungjae Im. It is a very condensed field. That's what you love to see at these elevated events. Rory McIlroy barely made the cut. Jordan Spieth couldn't hit it straight. You never know with Jordan. He's hot one week, and then the next week he can't hit it straight. So we will find out from Bob Herrick here in a little bit. But this is going to be fun because you've got 20 guys within three shots of the lead going into Saturday. 15 of the top 20 are there. We'll find out. We saw John Rahm at the Phoenix Suns game last night. He was taken this week off. Scotty Scheffler is not there either. So the top two guys are out. But 15 of the top 20, great fields. Tony Finau made the cut. He's coming off a victory. JT won his first PGA championship on this course, so he knows it well. Who is going to be the one to get a hot putter? Conditions have been perfect so far. Very little breeze. Temperatures are great. Course is in excellent condition, so should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's getting to that time again. Kind of last time I was on this show, it was about a month before the Masters. We're getting into a similar situation with the PGA Championship and starting to pay attention. I'm going to visit my buddy up in Ellensburg, big PGA Tour guy. He tells me who to bet for him. I'll be like, hey, you need to bet Hovland on Thursdays. Hovland's okay. A big Thursday guy.
Exactly.
So he's been giving me the hot tips of who to bet on. And then,
well, let's find out who has really got it dialed in. JT making a change to his putting approach. And Bob Herrick, longtime golf writer with Sports Illustrated, joins us next here on Golf in the Northwest.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
8:16 here this morning, Golf in the Northwest. The weather finally relenting in the Pacific Northwest. We're supposed to be up into the 80s by next week. For Mother's Day, make your tea times now to take mom out for a nice round and brunch before or after, however you're working. But the weather could not be more perfect in Charlotte, North Carolina for this week's designated event on the PGA Tour, the Wells Fargo Championship. So pleased to be joined once again by longtime golf writer with Sports Illustrated, Bob Herrick. You could follow him on Twitter at Bob Herrick, H-A-R-I-G. He's covering the event as well as the tour and all sorts of articles up this week. But the one that caught my eye earlier in the week and had me reaching out to you, Bob, was the fact that PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan popped out of his gopher hole and spoke to the media before this event, confirming what many had reported. Rory McIlroy was going to lose $3 million in bonus money for skipping a second designated event. Welcome, Bob. How has it been out there at Charlotte? And we'll get into the news of the tour, but how have these designated events been working so far for everybody?
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for having me. I think the designated events, by and large, big picture, have worked out really well. You know, they are achieving the goal from a commercial standpoint, which is to get the best players together more often. You know, get these guys playing the same tournaments outside of the majors. And, you know, you just really couldn't assure that before. Yes, we have the World Golf Championship events, but those have kind of dwindled, you know, and even the World Golf Championship events had lost a little bit of their cachet, I think. You know, we were down to two and then only one. And so now they've kind of shifted to these designated events that are at existing tour sites. You know, the Wells Fargo event was a pretty darn good tournament before. Now they've basically assured that it's a really, really good tournament because you have so many of the top guys playing. So I think from that standpoint, it's worked out really well. I think there's some growing pains. They've got some things they need to figure out going forward, but that was always going to be the case that, you know, they really put this together in a hurry. And so far, so good, I'd say.
Yeah, I think from a viewing standpoint, you know, knowing you've got 15 of the top 20 players in the world golf rankings this week. Now, one and two are not there, Scheffler and Rahm, but they've played in every other one so far. Rory's the only one that skipped multiple ones. Curious about how the players are receiving them, where they're following in where they're falling in the schedules. I think Rory's a separate case because he's been asked to carry so much water. I would have liked to seen Jay Monahan maybe out in front of things a little more. Rory's had to speak for the tour and all the live stuff. I would give him the benefit of the doubt. I'd like to see Jay up there more, taking some of that heat. But how have the players responded to, I think they love the events and they love the competition in the field, but where these are falling in the schedule and how much influence might they have on how it gets scheduled for 2024?
Yeah, I think that's a good point and a good issue. You know, Rahm and Scheffler aren't here because, you know, they got a lot coming up. You know, Rahm played last week in Mexico, a non-designated event. I think it would be poor form to criticize him for playing a non-designated event when, you know, he won it last year. I mean, if somebody were to say, well, he shouldn't have played last week, well, that's not fair. You know, those tournaments need guys too. You know, Scheffler is going to play in Dallas next week. He lives there. He's also got the PGA the following week. He's probably playing Colonial the week after that, which is near, you know, that's Fort Worth, near where he lives. He lost the playoff there last year. Why wouldn't he play those tournaments? And then the Memorial is after that. So he would be looking at playing five straight if he played this week. That's the problem with the system is they've got to space him out a little bit better. Monahan did say that the plan is to not have non-designated events isolated as much as they were this year. I would contend that next week's tournament is going to be isolated because even though a major isn't a so-called designated event on tour, it's still one everybody's going to play. So, you know, they've got some things they need to figure out. They need to space these properly. Now, next year, of course, guys are not required to play. So, you know, the tour can schedule them, and there's going to be some gluts. It's inevitable. And then it's up to the players to decide, well, you know, maybe I just need to take one of these off, you know. And I think we have to understand that. You know, I think we have to get that that's just going to happen sometimes. They can't play them all, you know.
No so, question.
And it's this year it's a heavy schedule. So, you know, I get it. Look, Spieth missed the cut here. He sort of insinuated at the Masters that he was a little bit out of gas. You know, he had done a lot. He lost in a playoff a couple of weeks ago at Hilton Head and then just didn't have it yesterday. You know, he's playing at Dallas. He'll play the PGA. He's likely to play Colonial. You know, I bet you in the back of his mind it wasn't such a bad thing to miss the cut here this week. And that's not what you want either. You don't want these guys to be thinking that way. So, like I said, some growing pains. It's generally been really good, but they have to still figure some things out going forward.
Yeah, and I've maintained since all of this started to get reshuffled, is there any push to not have an event the week after a major? I know the calendar's tight. You got to take advantage of the weather, but and they want to get everything done before the NFL season starts, before they lose viewership. But could you have maybe some sort of combined Corn Ferry, elevated Corn Ferry tour with guys below 100 and just not have a major or an elevated event following the week of a major?
Yeah, the way it is now, there's two scheduled the week after a major, Hilton Head and then the Travelers, which is after the U.S. Open. And this year, you know, the U.S. Open is in L.A. and the Travelers is in Hartford, right?
Yeah.
So you're looking at a cross-country trip. So that's a problem, too. Now, look, a lot of guys still play Travelers even in the past, but maybe there's some that don't want to. But now they sort of feel forced to. I happen to think the week after the Masters is a bad week for one. I think Hilton Head is meant for a type of player who just likes the idea of playing the week after the Masters, the lower level vibe. Not everybody does, and that's not a great thing. But the other side of it is you need to have the sponsors willing to pay and to step up and it's the tour has to juggle, okay, what's the best place to play these? Who's willing to do it? We're talking about 10, 11, $12 million increases in purses. You know, most tour events are 8 to 9 million. The designated events are 20. Where's that money coming from? You know, the tour isn't footing the bill for all of it, you know, I would love to be a bug on a wall of some of those meetings with title sponsors who are being asked to pony up even more. You know, if this event and with an $8 or $9 million purse, the title sponsor is probably still on the hook for 12, 13, 14 million. It's hard to know exactly. Wow. A lot of it depends on engagement and other things, but it's more than the purse. It's not just the purse. So you've got that part of it. And then, okay, now we're going to add $11 million to the purse. Well, who's paying it? You know, let's say it's even half and half. Let's say it's $12 million extra and the tour pays six. So now on top of $13, $14 million commitment, you're asking Wells Fargo to come up with another six. So that means 19 or 20. I mean, at some point they look and go, are we getting our money's worth out of this? You know, and so this is the juggling act that's all going on behind the scenes. And which is why it's not been easy. But also why I sort of commend them for pulling it together so fast.
No question. Bob Herrig, our guest, golfwritersi.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Bob Herrig. The other big news off the course came with the official resignations by Sergio Garcia, Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood of their DP World Tour memberships, meaning they're officially not eligible to be selected to the Ryder Cup teams unless the Ryder Cup and its sponsoring tours decide to change the rules. The DP World Tour is playing on the course that will be hosting the Ryder Cup in Rome later in October. Is the Ryder Cup going to fall apart, or is it going to realize, okay, is that the thing that forces the detente between the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour?
Well, I don't think it's going to fall apart. You know, there's a lot of really, really good players on both sides still. But I just think no matter how you feel about LIV and the whole thing, that this part of it is really sad. You know, I mean, look at the firepower of guys that the European Tour is now looking at losing as potential captains. You know, Poulter, Westwood, Sergio, Martin Keimer, Henrik Stenson, who's already been bumped of his. You know, he was supposed to do it this year. Graham McDowell. I mean, it's just sad. I mean, that, you know, Rory said it. It's sad. It's It's just, you know, and I'm all on board with, look, they kind of knew that some of these things were possible. But the bottom line is it's still sad, you know.
Yeah.
And the tours have taken a hard line. I kind of get that. It's like if you leave an opening, then you're going to allow for the possibility that more guys might go. And with no collaboration between the two tours, then, you know, what is their recourse other than to make it very difficult for them to come back? In other words, you have to weigh that. But the other side of it is, you know, I think we out here, the followers of the sport, are deprived of having some of these big names. You know, again, no matter how you feel about LIV, I think that the majors are far better having those guys in them. We just saw it at the Masters.
Oh, no question.
It's compelling to have those guys up there, you know, and, you know, I try to take the pragmatic approach with trying to treat them as just two different golf tours. I know there's a huge political underpinning here with the funding. Certainly, I get all that. But the bottom line is they're playing, they're competing, they've launched, they're 13 or so events into LIV. They've got a bunch of named guys. Some of them are really good players still. And here we are. You know, it kind of continues.
It is, and yeah, the World Golf Rankings have drugged their feet. Doesn't appear they're close to making a decision on granting them points. The lawsuit is now tied up. Who knows when they're ever going to get into a courtroom, so it looks like we're stuck here in this for a while. You are out. We can hear a gentle breeze behind you. We're watching on ESPN Plus this morning, early round coverage from Quail Hollow. It looks absolutely gorgeous there. You've got a condensed leaderboard with big names up top. How much fun is this going to be on the weekend, and who do you like? I saw your article on Justin Thomas going to Aim Point, trying to figure out how to get his putting back. He won his first PGA championship there on this course. Who do you like this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've been sort of working on a Justin Thomas piece heading into the PGA because he's not been all that prominent lately. You know, he hasn't won since last year's PGA. He's fallen out of the top 10 in the world. And so I probably put the fire under him. Now I'm working on that, and he's going to probably win this week, you know. Look, Adam Scott's up there. Some of those other, you know, Tyrrell Hatton is a great player. You know, these guys are that's again, and this is, I think, the beauty of this system is that when we go to these events, we're seeing really good tournaments. You know, Fitzpatrick won over Spieth a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, the match play was a pretty good match play. Arnold Palmer was a good tournament with Rory and Spieth in contention. And then you have some outliers in contention like Kurt Kitayama, who won. Scheffler won the Players. Rahm won Tiger's tournament at the Genesis. It's been a good run of events. And, you know, I would think we'll have a little bit more of that next year as well. I think there's going to be some controversy over making them all no cuts. And that'll be interesting to see how that plays out as well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think you could have a cut and still maybe in those designated events have a payout to those that don't make the cut. I think that's how you do it. But, you know, they all get something, you know, a lovely parting gift. Here's your box of Rice-A-Roni. Thanks for coming. And then still have a cut. I think they'll work that out. But I know Tiger's on the record as saying he wants to have a cut at the Genesis. Most of the other guys, well, you've got an article up about Tiger. That's a whole can of worms we don't want to get into this morning. But you can read Bob Herrig's work at si.com/golf. Bob Herrig, thanks so much. Enjoy the weather and the tournament out there at Wells Fargo. We look forward to catching up with you down the road as we continue to see how the PGA Tour sorts itself out before next season. Thanks so much, Bob. Take care.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
There you go, Bob Herrig out at the Wells Fargo Championship. Again, you can follow his work, si.com/golf. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Herrig, Harig. The designated tournaments, great for the viewer, great for the fans at those tournaments. I think they need to tweak some of the logistics to get them really dialed in, to get as much player buy-in for all of them as possible. We'll see how it works out. And, of course, the other piece, as he mentioned, how many sponsors are going to be willing to pony up and feel like they are getting the most out of those sponsorship dollars if they're putting up $20-25 million. So we will follow that as well. We'll make the turn. We'll come back. We will update you on the Pac-12 and the schools, Oregon and Oregon State, sending both the men and women to the NCAA regionals. Also, our friend Colin Inglis had a great week. He has qualified for the PGA Championship after finishing in the top 10 at the Club Championship. Shout out to him. And then we will talk PGA Junior Leagues coming up at the Business of Golf at 8:45. We're making the turn here. It's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
8:37 here this morning. Golf in the Northwest. Center and Saint following us. Will Ortner in for Will Darkins along with Luke. I'm sure it'll be a complete breakdown of the Kentucky Derby after the favorite was scratched earlier this morning, Forte. I know you guys love the ponies.
Anything I can gamble on.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Really what I'm learning.
They've had
gambler.
Several scratches already this week with the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. We have tonight, speaking of exciting, Game 3, Warriors Lakers from crypto.com arena down there at LA, tied at a game apiece, coverage at 5, tip at 5:30. So we've got that for you. And we got Ducks baseball over on 910. I think we got a little Major League Baseball. I think some Yankees Rays at 12:30 over on 910.
Ooh.
As the Rays appear to be on their way to, 135 wins in the regular season or something ridiculous.
Yeah, finally I can stop hearing about the 2001 Mariners.
Yeah, well, we know with the Bruins getting ousted in the first round now that the teams that hold the all-time wins records in the four major sports don't go on to win. So the Rays might want to, mix in a 9-game losing streak here at some point.
They're just like, you know what? We're just going to start losing for the next month or so.
Exactly.
We're going to win enough to make it, but we're going to
lose. Don't peak too early. No. Peaking at the right time, the Oregon Ducks men's and women's golf teams. The Oregon women have been placed in the Westfield Regional of the NCAA Regionals. It'll be the club at Chatham Hills Golf Course in Westfield, Indiana. They are the 2 seed there. Mississippi State is the 1 seed. Oregon State also in that regional as the 9 seed. They will get underway next week, looking to see if they can advance to the NCAA Championships down at Greyhawk in Scottsdale. The men had a nice finish at the Pac-12 Championships. They earned the 4 seed in the Bath, Michigan Regional. They will play the Eagle Eye Golf Club, hosted by Michigan State University. Illinois is the number 1 seed. They won the Big Ten. Florida is the Southeastern Conference winners. They're the 2 seed there. Texas, the 3 seed. and Oregon State will be in the Las Vegas, Nevada regional. Bears Best Las Vegas, a Jack Nicklaus course, UNLV hosting that one. Oregon State is the 11 seed. The Pac-12 sent 8 of their men's teams to the regionals. So a heavy West Coast feel to the NCAA regionals. They will get underway the following week. Those will be the week of May 15th through the 17th. So the women's regionals will be next week, the men's regionals the week after that. And we wish the best of luck to Oregon and Oregon State and all the men and women participating there. Hope to see them make their way, have a chance to win national championships. Of course, the Oregon women were runners-up a season ago to Stanford. Shout out to our man Colin Inglis, kind enough to join us a couple of weeks ago before he got going at the PGA Club Professional Championship that was played earlier this week in Santa Ana Pueblo, New Mexico. And Colin Inglis is going back to the PGA Championship for the second straight year. Finished tied for 8th, 4 under par, 69 and 70 on the middle 2 days. A 70. He was actually tied for the lead on the back 9 in the final round. Ran into a little bit of trouble closing it out, but he finishes 4 under par. One other representative from the Pacific Northwest section, Russell Grove out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. In the Northern Idaho College course will represent the Pacific Northwest section. So congratulations to both of them. They earned one of the 20 slots there for the club professionals all across the country. They will get to go play famed Oak Hill out of Rochester, that coming up in a couple of weeks. And so should be a lot of excitement. Colin coming back to his home course, Shadow Hills, which is hosting the chapter championship for the Oregon chapter of the PGA of America, that going on the 8th on Monday. So a big tournament locally. So for those of you, find out who maybe is representing. I know people that at their courses, they get to know their local pros so well. Wish them the best of luck. Weather should be good enough down there at Shadow Hills Country Club. So best of luck to all of you guys down there looking to get a spot. Winners qualified then for the next year for the Club Professional Championship. So thanks again to Colin for joining us, and best of luck there. Let's take one more break. When we come back, speaking of competition for the young ones, school just about a month from being over in a lot of places. If you've got a junior golfer, want to get them introduced in more of a competitive environment, the PGA Junior Leagues are a great way to start doing that. And we are going to talk to Patrick Oropalo, who is the player engagement consultant for the West region of the PGA. He joins us next in the business of golf. This is Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Which new driver is best for your game? Who makes the best golf gear? Where should you take your next golf vacation? Which local course should you get to know better? This is the business of golf every week on Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
8:45 here, the business of golf. Jason Swigard with you, wrapping things up here on another edition. The weather finally relenting here in the Pacific Northwest, and everybody looking to get out and start playing, even with your younger ones. And signups now for the PGA Junior Leagues are going on, and we are pleased to have joining us right now Patrick Oropalo, who is the player engagement consultant for the West region. He's down in the Medford area. He's been the general manager of Eagle Point Golf Club, as well as Oak Knoll Golf Club out of Ashland, but recently took over this player engagement consultant position and trying to get more PGA Junior Leagues going on at courses here on the West Coast. Patrick, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jason. Excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. I know the weather hasn't been, you know, indicative of it here, especially up in the Portland area with a lot of rain, a lot of cold. But school is close to being out, and a lot of families looking, how do I get sons, daughters involved in summertime activities? If they are not familiar with the PGA Junior Leagues, just kind of what was the thought process in the PGA putting these on, different from the AG junior golf tournaments, kind of that real hardcore competitive thing? These are a little bit more forming some camaraderie and a real team aspect.
Well, exactly right. PGA Junior League is a fantastic introduction to the game of golf, but there's also an advanced player component with the national championship. What I love about PGA Junior League is it gets kids off of just the driving range, gets them on the golf course, and teaches them how to be golfers, where to stand, understanding the etiquette, pace of play, high fives. I mean, it's just a total win for the kiddos. And as a family, you get to watch your kids be successful, deal with adversity on the golf course. I would call this the very best junior golf program ever created. And it's run by our very talented PGA professionals all over the Pacific Northwest.
And that's, I think, the most important thing is you've got the PGA pros there. So parents are asked to remain outside the ropes and let the kids go experience it, kind of not hovering there. That's a huge piece of it. What goes into preparing? And I know that that's kind of what you're working around to courses here on the West Coast, both in the Northwest and the Southwest. How do you go about preparing the coaches to coach younger kids versus maybe what they're doing, giving regular lessons?
Yeah, so the PGA professionals implement the American development model, which is designed to take kids from just learning the game all the way up to play to win and trying to win golf tournaments and everything in between. But the PGA professional gets kids out on the courses. They're the experts. Often I'm just facilitating them, getting this program up and running at their facility. But the team golf aspect, the scramble scoring, really makes it easy and inclusive for everyone. And the PGA professional will work with the kiddos, typically a practice once to twice a week, and a match will happen on weekends, typically in the evening. So when the golf courses aren't quite as busy and families can just enjoy. But the golf professionals are really the experts here. They're the ones that are coaching the kids, and they'll have their own style. And there's roughly 120 courses all over the Pacific Northwest participating. So there's definitely a course and PGA professional in your area.
Patrick Orapalo, our guest here, player engagement consultant for the West region of the PGA of America. For how young are kids allowed to start having competitions here? And for parents, what degree of just basic ability and skill do they need to have so that they can have a good experience playing in the junior leagues?
So the ages go from 7 to 13. That's one age group. And then there's also a very popular 17U, so ages 14 to 17 for the kids that age out of that initial program. But I actually have coaches that are taking kids as young as 5. And that's the beautiful part of Junior League, Jason. You don't have to have any experience. You just have to have a little bit of passion, a little bit of want to try something, to try golf. And that's when we can share the game and get the hooks in you.
And then the other piece, obviously, for parents, everything's getting more expensive these days. What sort of costs are associated with the league and those sorts of things?
Great question. So the PGA of America charges $99. That covers jersey and the swag bag that each kid gets as a team kit. And then there's also the coaching fee, whatever the PGA coach would like to charge. Now, we have a philanthropic arm of the PGA of America called PGA Reach. Any active duty military will get a $99 scholarship to cover that game changer fee, we call it, which would cover the kid for all PGA Junior League season activity. And then, of course, there's the financial hardship scholarship, which will cover all expenses for the program, coaching fee and the $99. And so if you're getting free or reduced lunch there at school. This will cover you, and it'll be a no-cost program, no barriers to entry for PGA Junior League.
And I know that we love, they've done so much to try and make the entry into getting kids involved as unburdensome cost-wise as possible. We see that with programs all throughout the region. And so, but time is coming up. Teams fill up quickly. What is the entry period? When do parents need to make sure their kids are signed up?
Great question. So we've got the spring programs going right now, but there'll be plenty of summer programs as well. Then we'll enter the championship season for the competitive junior league players that are interested in that. But there's also fall programs and winter programs. So this is a year-round activity. Coaches typically participate, Jason, in the spring and summer seasons. And it's really easy. You just go to pgajuniorleague.com. That's pgajrleague.com. Find a course and a pro in your area. Sign up today.
If the court, maybe your home course or your club doesn't currently have one, how do you go about maybe suggesting it or wanting to start one up? And if maybe there was someone, maybe somebody wanted to sponsor getting a junior league started, maybe pay for that coaching fee so the kids can have a place, how would they go about doing that?
Go right to your facility, connect with a PGA professional and say, we want PGA Junior League here. They'll reach out to me. I'll help them design the program at their facility. We'll figure out which coaches are going to run the program and how it's going to best fit. Certainly, if the golf professional has a sponsor that can help them, fantastic. Otherwise, PGA Reach will jump in. But go ahead and nudge your fellow golf professional to participate if they're not already doing it, and they'll reach out to me and I'll close it for them.
And this, I always ask this for parents. What's the number one thing you advise parents going out wanting to support their kids in this game to keep in mind so that they can be as supportive as possible for their kids experiencing this?
Yeah, boy, just support them. Have fun. It's all about the high five. There's going to be some good shots and bad shots, just like there are in life. There's ups and downs. And just teaching the youth to kind of fight through that, stay positive, stay in the moment. There's always the next shot.
Patrick Orapollo, player engagement consultant for the West Region of the PGA. Thank you so much for enjoying. If you're ever in the Pacific Northwest, let us know. We'd love to catch up with you as we get going with these PGA Junior Leagues. Safe travels as well. And again, the website for people wanting to find out more about the Junior Leagues.
Thank you, Jason. PGAJuniorLeague.com. That's PGAJRLeague.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Enjoy the weather getting better and safe travels.
Thank you, sir.
There you go, Patrick Orapollo. It's a great program. You've seen the commercials with Seth Curry and Alex Morgan. Yeah, they get a jersey. They have a number. The teams are together. It's not quite as hardcore competitive as some of the junior golf tournaments that you're used to seeing that's maybe run by the USGA or the American Junior Golf Association. Those ones really trying to build the camaraderie, the team aspect, the scramble format. A great time for the kids who are wanting to get out and experience golf in a competitive environment. So thank you to him. Thanks as well to Bob Herrig. Again, PGA Tour, the Wells Fargo, looks like a lot of fun today. The leaders are going to tee off around 10:30. Tyrrell Hatton, Nate Lashley, Wyndham Clark, 8 under par. You've got 5 guys tied at 7 under, including major winners Xander Schauffele, Justin Thomas, and Adam Scott. Just behind them, Jimmy Walker's got it going on. He is 4 under through 11. So scoring looks good. The wind is down. The temperatures are right. Greens couldn't be in any more perfect condition. And it should be a lot of fun today. So you can pick it up. Golf Channel will have coverage starting at 10 a.m. this morning. And then this one will be on CBS, picks it up probably around noon here, Pacific time today and tomorrow. That will do it for us on this Saturday. We'll look forward to joining you next Saturday as well. Probably talk to the champion from the chapter tournament being played down at Shadow Hills, get an idea of the competition there, and find out a little bit about the possibility of playing in the PGA Championship down the road. That'll do it for us. Thanks to Bob Herrig. Thanks to Patrick Orapollo for joining us. Thanks to Will Ortner for sitting in on the board. That'll do it for us. Center and Saint up next. I'm Jason. Hit 'em straight.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.